All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Pei Aleph, 81. We are picking up on Pei Aleph, 81, top line, three words on the end line. Yosef, Rav Yitzchak, Bar Shmuel, Bar Maratach, Meid, Rav Nachman. Yosef, we're supposed to remember again. Let's go back for just a moment. We were dealing with an absolutely riveting case yesterday that we were having a lot of difficulty trying to make sense of. So it was a case by Rabbi Chiya. Rabbi Chiya said, let me read it to you again. Todah shenis arva bitmurasa. So remember again, this is really very interesting. I have a carbon todah. I went ahead, I did something wrong. I performed an act of tamura, which means I tried to swap out that todah for another animal. What's the halacha when you try to swap out a sacrificial animal for another animal? What's the halacha? Vayahu usmurasa kodesh lashem. Both animals become kadosh. Both animals become holy. Now remember again, so we'll say, what does that mean effectively? Both will be offered up as todos. Both will be offered up as todos. But remember, we saw the halacha, which says that when it comes to a carbon todah, only in this case, only the original todah is offered up with the loaves. The exchange todah, what we call the tamura, is not offered up with loaves, right? It is just offered up by itself, no loaves. So here's the case. Now, my original todah, we'll call it todah, gets mixed up with the tamura. I don't know which one is which. One of them dies. I'm left with one living animal. My problem is what? I don't know if the living animal is the tamura or is the original. So Rabbi Chiya said, ein la takana. The truth is, there's nothing to do. There is no way to offer up this particular animal. We're stuck. So the Gemara is going through a whole bunch of different possibilities as to how you could possibly remedy this situation. So yes, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maratach, Amid Rab Nachman, V'yasev Ikamar, V'lai Si Behema. So I have a suggestion. Bring another animal, V'lechem, and a set of loaves, right? Total loaves. V'lema, and say the following, and it's offered up with the following condition. Ihach the kaima tamurahi. If the remaining animal, the animal that's still alive is the tamura, hatoda v'halachma. Then ultimately, again, this animal that I just brought is hereby designated as the new toda. And here are the loaves. Ve'ihach the kaima todahi. And if the remaining animal ultimately, again, was the carbon toda, halachma. Then ultimately, again, here are the loaves to be offered up with the toda. V'ha tehevi tamura. And let this new animal that I just brought be the tamura of the actual todah. Amar lei, he says back to him, ani mare. So I'll say ani mare means literally, my master, please answer me. Arba bekafse bekasher. Are you literally telling me to do another act of tamura? He's going to get 40 lashes on the shoulders, and this is a good idea. So he says to him, what kind of ridiculous suggestion is that? Meaning you're telling me to bring another animal and essentially, potentially, put it forward as a tamura. It will say, engaging in the act of tamura, exchanging a sacrificial animal for another one, it will say, is an iser d'oraisa. So because I have an animal whose status is unknown, I should engage in the process of tamura? Doesn't make any sense. Another option. Rav Ila Chalash. So I will say, Rav Ila fell ill. So the rabbis and Abai came to visit him. V'yasi v'ka amri. And they were sitting and saying the following. Im isa l'drab yochanan. D'amar chutz l'choma sa'azara kadosh. Well, listen to this. So they wanted to suggest another potential remedy for this case. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, which we saw a little while ago, who holds chutz l'choma sa'azara kadosh, that you can go ahead and sanctify todah loaves, even outside of the walls of the Beis HaMikdash, so I can give you the following potential remedy. Lai si lechem, bring loaves of bread. Velosva chutz l'choma sa'azara. Place them outside the walls of the Beis HaMikdash. Velema, and say the following. Ihach de kaima toda. If the remaining animal, the animal that's left alive, is the carbon toda. So the Gemara says, halachmo, then let these loaves be consecrated as the loaves of the toda. Ve'ilo, but if the remaining animal is not the todah, lepuk l'chulin. Ultimately, again, let these loaves go out for chulin. To which the Gemara says, mishum di'ika arba lahanif. Well, here's the problem with that. Because we'll say, out of the 40 loaves that are offered, ultimately, again, four of them must be waived. if they have to be waived, so what should we do? Hechili Ovid, Linfinu Avroi, should we go ahead and waive them outside of the Beis HaMikdash? That doesn't work. Why? Lifnei Hashem Ksiv, because what's the Pasuk says you're supposed to waive it where? Lifnei Hashem Gavoi, should I waive it inside? Kama Ayul Chulin La'azara. We'll say, if I wave it inside, the problem is there's the potential that these loaves are not consecrated. And if they are not consecrated, I am bringing unconsecrated items into the Beis HaMikdash. Hilchach lo efshar. Therefore, Abu Sa'i, there is no remedy for this leftover animal. Maski of the Rav Shishu Reid Ravidi. So Rav Shishu Reid Ravidi wants to make another suggestion. Im isola de Chizkiya. So we'll say, if you subscribe to the idea of Chizkiya, what did Chizkiya say? The Amr, Kichu Arba Mitoch Shmonim. So remember again, Chizkiya was the one who said that if a person comes along and consecrates 80 loaves, what's the halacha? So we'll say 40 of them become consecrated, 40 remain unconsecrated. Okay? Because remember again, a Todah only requires 40 loaves in totality. See if you hold that to Rabbi, so listen to this. So I have a potential remedy for this situation. Laisi Behema. So go ahead, bring another animal. V'leisi shmonim b'hadah. Bring 80 loaves. And say the following. V'leima, ihach tekaima toda. If the animal which remained alive is in fact a carbon toda. Hanami tehevi toda. Ultimately, again, I hereby bring this second animal. Let it be a toda as well. V'hashmonim d'tarvayu. And therefore there are 80 loaves. 40 loaves for each carbon toda. Ihach tekaima temurihi. But if the remaining animal was the Tamura animal, and therefore Gana Bosai does not have a loaf obligation, so ha toda v'ha lachma, then ultimately again, this animal that I brought will be the toda, and 40 out of the 80 loaves will be designated for that carbon toda. I beliktish luhu, arba mitoch shmonim, and ultimately again, 40 out of the 80 will be consecrated. To which the Gemara says, "Mishum de kamen ma'it ba'achila da'arboim." Well, said the problem is, says the Gemara, because if you do this approach, then ultimately, again, you are minimizing the window of consumption for the 40 loaves. Now, what does this mean? Take a look at Rashi. Abu say, this is Rashi in the Kisvei Yad. This is Rashi section on the bottom. It's pretty much in the middle of that paragraph of Rashi. Mishum de kamen ma'it ba'achila. Rashi says. The Achshav who toreim shmona chalos, because remember again, now he's going to go ahead and separate out eight chalos as the truma for the kohen. V'shema lav todahi, and maybe ultimately again, this carbon that was left over was not a toda. V'osan arba taram shalokidin, and therefore four of them were tithed not in the appropriate way, or are really tithed unnecessarily, and therefore you are lessening their window of consumption from the other four which are fit. Because maybe you won't find kohanim to eat these loaves, and they will become nosar. So the problem ultimately with this is if you're wrong, you're going ahead and causing sacrificial consecrated items to become disqualified. Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. So I'll say again, we're just trying to figure out ways to remedy this particular case that Rabbi Chiya brought down in yesterday's daf. So Amar le Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi le Rav Kahana. Im Isa le Rabbi Yochanan. If you subscribe to the view of Rabbi Yochanan, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Damer hifrish chatos muuberes v'yaldo. Listen to this. If a person went ahead and separated out a chatos which was pregnant, and then what happens? Mazel tov, the chatos gives birth. You, the owner of the carbon, have the right to decide which animal you would like to use for atonement purposes. Do you want to use the mother, or do you want to use the offspring? That is your choice. If you subscribe to that idea, Rabosai, that halacha lemaisa, when you have a pregnant sacrificial animal, and that animal gives birth, you, the owner, have the right to achieve atonement through the mother or the offspring. If that's the case, Laisi behema mu'uberes, go ahead and bring a pregnant animal. V'yamtin la achetelet, and wait till it gives birth. V'laisi shmone ba'ada, bring 80 loaves with you. V'leima, and say the following. Ihach dekaima temura, if the animal which was left living was the temura animal. Ha vlada to, he, excuse me, he uvlada toda. then ultimately again, the mother and the offspring will both be todos. And therefore, I'm going to have two todos, 80 loaves, shalom Yisrael, the hashmarim, the tarvayu. And the 80 loaves will be the loaves, ultimately again, for both todos. The ihach de kaimatodihi. And if at the end of the day, the one that was left living is the carbon toda, ha nami todihi. Ultimately, again, then this animal will also be the toda, v'hashmorim detarvayuhu, and ultimately, again, the 80 loaves will be used for both. So it seems to remedy the situation. The Gemara says, v'hai lehavi mosar detoda, and let the offspring be a residual or leftover toda, which doesn't require loaves. Amrle, man lema lon damar Rabbi Yonasan im shayru mishuyar. We'll say, who is it that told you that according to Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me, im shayru mishuyar, that ultimately, again, maybe that here, actually, if you take a look at Rashi, man lemalon, it's on the still again in the bottom Rashi kisveyad, the bottom part of Rashi, about six about 8 lines up from the bottom in that Rashi, man lemalon. This is amazing, man lemalon. Time of the Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Ratza b'Levladom mechad miskaper mishum desviladim shayr levlad l'shem kachim mishuyar the yachol ahafrish lo uli ima l'shnei kabanos. So we'll say, who told you that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if you have a sacrificial animal which is pregnant, and that animal gives birth, im shayru mishuyar means, I will say, that you could go ahead and use that animal for some other sacrificial designation other than the designation of its mother. In other words, I will say, let's presuppose that the offspring of a pregnant sacrificial animal will also have sacrificial sanctity. It could be that what Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that halacha l'mais, although it has sacrificial sanctity, it need not mirror the sacrificial sanctity of its mother. In other words, maybe you could use it for some other carbon. Finish that Rashi. The timtzal emeimar nami dehachish yafrish ha'im vuvlad b'shem beis todos duma li olam im shayru ein mishuyar elik yishehifrish la'im havei avlad bal karchach kadosh imaim lekarbon mosar. See, this potential solution presupposes that halacha l'maisa, you could make the mother and the child into two todos. And therefore, if you bring the two todos, you will say, therefore, if the leftover animal, the one that was left living, was the tamura animal, you bring the mother and the child together, you have 80 loaves. So worst case scenario, mother's a toda, child's a toda, the leftover animal that was living, what is the tamura? Tamura doesn't get loaves. Mother gets 40. Child gets 40. Shalom al Yisrael. Everybody's good. Mar says, 1 second. That presupposes that you have the right to go ahead and decide on the nature of the sacrificial sanctity of the offspring. In other words, the offspring will be kadosh, but I, the owner of the animal, have the ability to determine that that child will be a full-fledged toda. Maybe not. Dilma im shayru ein mishuyar. We'll say maybe the child has a certain level of de facto kidusha, which means what we'll say. In this case, what it would mean is that if the mother is a toda, the child will be what we've called a mosar toda, a leftover toda, or secondary toda, which Rabbi says is the type of toda that what? That does not require accompaniment of loaves. In which case, your solution doesn't work. V'hainu time with Rabbi Yochanan, damar adam miskaper b'sheva ha'ekdish. And also Rabbi Yochanan's logic is that a person has the right to go ahead and achieve atonement through hekdish appreciation. Even though, again, Rabbi Yochanan, technically speaking, when the sacrificial animal becomes pregnant, it's not really my property. Because ultimately, again, the offspring is kadosh as well. But I, as the technical owner of the karban, have the ability to achieve atonement through what we call this hekdish appreciation, through this offspring. So Ravina, so I'll say, so again, bottom line, solution doesn't work. Ravina ikla lidamhuria. So we'll say, Ravina went to the city of Damhuria. Amar le, Ravdimi breid Ravuna, midaharmunya la Ravina. Valaisi behema. Belema, why don't you go ahead, have the owner bring an animal and say, Hare alai. Right, let him go ahead and say, Hare alai, I hereby take upon myself, ultimately again, the obligation to bring a carbon toda. Velesi behema achrisi, right, let him bring another animal. Velesi shmonim bada, bring 80 loaves. Belema, and say the following, Ihach de kaima temura. If the remaining animal ultimately was a tamura, so hani tarti todos, so there are two other todos, v'ashmarim de tarvayu, and then the 80 loaves will go ahead and be appropriate for these two karbanos. V'hach the kaima todahi, and if ultimately again the remaining animal is the karban todah, v'ha de amri alai nami lehavi todah, then let this additional animal that I set alai also be a todah. V'hashmon de tarvayu, and then let the 80 loaves suffice for these two animals. V'idach and the other animal tehevi la'achrayis. The both say will be what we call an achrayis todah. What's an achrayis todah? So we spoke about this yesterday, that sometimes a person could say, I'm separating out two karbanos. One is the primary karban, one is the achrayis karban. Achrayis karban means what? In the event that the animal gets lost, I already have a substitute ready. To which the Gemara says, Amra le'at Torah Amra, Tov asher lo tidar, misha tidar v'lo tishalim. But says it's actually very profound. The Torah says, the Pasuk in Koheles says, it is better not to vow than to vow and to fulfill. Better to say, there's much profundity to this, but better not to make promises at all, vows at all, even if you're going to keep them. Va'at amret leikum alinder betchila, and you're saying that lechatchila you should go and start making nidarim. Therefore, the Gemara doesn't like the suggestion. So we'll say, so bottom line, what the Rambam paskins in this case, which at this point in time is kind of obvious because we haven't been able to find the solution, is as follows. This is in Hilchos Psulim HaMukdashin, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Gimel. Listen to this. Haomer, Hare Zu Toda. We'll say this is the case. Person goes out and says, behold, this animal is a Toda. Okay, so far, nothing out of the ordinary. I go and I designate an animal as a carbon Toda. Vinis arvat bitmurasa, and then I will say what happens. I go ahead and I violate. I go ahead and I make a tmura. So remember again, what does it mean I make a tmura? So I try to swap out that todah with another animal. What's the halacha when you try to engage in the process of tmura? Vayahu usmuraso kodesh v'Hashem. Both animals become tmura. Now I will say, now understand. So now, what's the status of both of these animals? What's the status? Right? Not just Hekdesh, but what's their status? They're both Todos. But as we saw in the Mishnah, what's the halacha? A Tamura does not get loaves. So we'll say, so I have two Todos. The primary Toda has a loaf obligation. The Tamura does not. What happens now? This is just the case in the game. What happens? Umesa achas mehen. One of the animals die. Ve'im yadua eza mehen. And I don't know which animal died. I don't know, was it the primary todah or was it the tamura? People say, what's nafka mina? Who cares? What does it matter? The loaves. In other words, I know I'm going to offer up the remaining animal. The question is there an obligation for a loaf? Now, people say, if you offer up a regular carbon todah without the loaves, you have not fulfilled your obligation. So this is not just semantics. This is very important. So people say, what's the halacha? Veni odua ezimehen, ezohi, and I don't know which animal is alive. So again, the Rambam writes, Hare zuhanish eres, Ein la takana. We're stuck. You pretty much just have to let the animal die. Because we'll say, ultimately, again, there's really nothing to do in this case. There is no way to remedy this circumstance. Why not? So the Rambam goes through this. Shem yavi ima lechem l'shem atmurihi. Because ultimately, again, if you try to bring bread with it, the loaves, shem atmurihi. Maybe it's the Tamura Bosai, which does not have a loaf obligation. If you try to bring it without bread, Shema Todahi. Maybe it's the Karban Todah. Therefore, Lefichach, Lo Sikrav Zuli Olam. Rather, I will say, ultimately, again, you can't offer it. I'm sorry, not die, but rather, so what do you do with it? Ella, Tira, Ad Shipo Bamum. Rather, I will say, what do? You have to let it graze until it develops a mum, and then once it develops a mum, you have the ability to redeem it. Good. Let's go back there. Says the Mishnah. Ha'omer, Harei Alai Todah. This is actually very interesting. If a person says, I hereby take upon myself an obligation to bring a Todah. Harei Alai Todah. Suppose that this is a neder to bring a Todah. What's the halacha? He velachma, yavi he velachma minachulim. Suppose that the halacha is, you bring that Todah as well as this bread from chulin. Chulin, suppose that means what? Unconsecrated monies and livestock. Look at Rashi, before you turn the page, look at Rashi, it's the top part in Rashi over here. Remember again, when you say the word alai, what is alai? Alai is a neder. Ultimately, again, I've established a personal obligation. I will say, I've created a personal obligation upon myself. In general, we have a halacha that says, you cannot satisfy personal obligations from consecrated funds. So therefore, again, I will say now, we're going to see where this comes up most often, by the way. So where would this come up? Of course, I can't satisfy my obligations from consecrated funds. So I'll say, you know where this comes up, as we're going to see in just a moment? Meiser Sheni. Let's say I have Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni money. So remember again, Meiser Sheni is mine. There's only one caveat, which is I have to eat in Yerushalayim. So it's not really mine. It's considered to be Kodesh, but I have the right of consumption. So I might have thought like this. I say, Hari Alai Toda. I'm going to bring a Toda. Listen, I have this Meiser Sheni money. I've got to spend it in Yerushalayim anyway. Let me just take up to Yerushalayim and I'll purchase myself a Toda from my Meiser Sheni money. You're not allowed to do that. Why? Because once you establish something upon yourself as an obligation, then halacha l'maaseh, you may not use consecrated funds to go ahead and take care of your own personal obligations. I both say, you should know, this has, you know, contemporary status as well. It's the same way that if I have money set aside for tzedakah, I cannot use that to satisfy my own even religious obligations, right? I can't go ahead and take money that I set aside for meister money, for example. I can't use that to buy myself a pair of tefillin. Why? Because I have a personal obligation to wear tefillin, right? And therefore, again, because that's a personal obligation upon me, I cannot go ahead and take tzedakah money to go ahead and use it for the... Obviously, if I have no other monies, that's a different discussion. But assuming there are other monies, you cannot take money that is Kodesh and use it to satisfy or to take or to discharge your own obligations, even if the obligations we're talking about over here are actual mitzvah obligations. So if I take upon myself the obligation to bring a carbon toda, that must come from unconsecrated funds. Amadeus. Toda. Toda alai min achulim. V'lachma min amai. So this is actually a very interesting case. So let's say I go ahead and I say as follows. I pledge to go ahead and bring a carbon toda. I say, toda alai min achulin. I'm going to bring a toda. I take upon myself an obligation to bring a toda. And I'm going to bring it from unconsecrated funds. V'lachma min hamaiser. But I'm saying I'm going to bring the loaves from Meiser Sheni money. So say, this is actually what I'm saying. I'm articulating this. What's the halacha? Yavihi v'lachma min achulin. We'll say the halacha is even in this case. You bring both the toda as well as the loaves from chulin. Now we'll say... Now, what's the pshat here? Why is it? Take a look at Rashi. Tap Rashi on the page, in the top part of Rashi. V'im Amar, Rashi is a little bit of a different girsa. V'im Amar, Harei Alai Toda Min Achulim V'Lachma Min Amayser Sheni. So in Rashi's version, it's Lachma Min Amayser Sheni. So he says, Kevan De'Iker Toda Zevach Amar Min Achulim Yavi Akol Min Achulim D'Kevan D'Amar Alai Nischayos. We're supposed to listen to this. The logic in this statement is as follows. Since the primary part of the carbon toda is what? Is what? Is the animal offering, is the toda itself. Therefore, what? The moment I say toda min achulin, toda min achulin, we'll say toda means everything. Toda means the animal as well as the loaves. So once I say toda min achulin, the fact that I subsequently say balachma min hameiser, that I'm going to bring the loaves from Meiser Sheni, the Mishnah seems to feel is an irrelevant statement. And therefore, again, both the animal as well as the loaves come from chulin. Look at this next case. Toda min hameiser, balachma min achulin. We'll say, listen to this. If I say, I'm going to bring the carbon toda from Meiser Sheni, and the lechem will come from unconsecrated funds, then what? Yavi. But now, what does Yavi mean? Rashi says, Yavi means kimo sha'amar. Yavi means you do exactly what you just said. You bring the carbon toda from Meiser Sheni, and ultimately, again, you bring the lechem from chulin. Now, Rashi says over here, again, tap Rashi, toda mi ma'os Meiser Sheni, v'lachem min achulin yavi, kimo sha'amar. Hoil the iker hula mitzvah lava min achulin v'hula ma'isi zevach min achulin ki mitzvasa lahachi lo gar lechem baser zevach. So we'll say, interestingly enough, in this case, the loaves do not follow the primary offering, right? In the first case, when I said I'm going to bring the toda from the chulin and the loaves from Meiser Sheni, so what did the Mishnah say? Everything comes from chulin. Why? Because the loaves follow the carbon. Yet in this case over here, where I'm saying the animal comes from Meiser Sheni and the loaves come from chulin, we actually tell them, follow what you said. Bring the animal from Meiser Sheni, and the loaves will come from chulin. Now Rashi seems to be saying over here that ultimately, again, because I'm not bringing the carbon in the paradigmatic way that I like, then we'll go ahead and we'll allow the loaves to be judged separately, and ultimately have the loaves come from chulin. Again, we'll define this more in the Gemara. Hi v'lachma min ha-meiser. So this is in the third case. I make the declaration. I'm going to bring the animal as well as the loaves from Meiser Sheni. What's the halacha? Yavi. So we'll say, again, Yavi sounds like what? Yavi sounds like, I do in accordance with what I said. I'll go ahead and I'll bring both the animal as well as the loaves from Meiser Sheni. Below Yavi, Mechite Meiser Sheni. We'll say, ultimately, again, any case where we're telling you that you could bring the loaves from Meiser Sheni, you don't bring it from Meiser Sheni grain. Ella, Mima'os Meiser Sheni. Rather, we'll say, what do? You bring it from Meiser Sheni funds. Now, what that means in Meretz Hashem, we will see in the Gemara. Good. Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. So we'll say, let's analyze this a little bit. It's actually a very, very interesting case. Amar Rav Huna. Ha'omer harei alai lach metoda. So we'll say, if a person says, I hereby take upon myself the obligation to bring lach metoda. Then we'll say, if you notice over here, what's missing in this case? What's missing in this case? He doesn't make any mention of the animal. Right? All he mentions over here is, I hereby take upon myself to bring toda loaves. So what is the status of such a statement? Maybe toda v'lachma. The Rebbe say, we obligate him to bring both the toda as well as the lechem. My timer, what's the reason? May the yada hay gabra the lechem below toda lo ikriv. Because the Rebbe say, everyone knows that you cannot sacrifice loaves without an animal. Therefore, by definition, when he says, harei alai lachme toda, what he's really saying is what? I take upon myself a carbon toda. And therefore, I will say, even though he says lachme toda, what he really means ultimately is toda v'lachma. I hereby take upon myself the toda as well as the loaves. I v'hai dikamar lachme toda sof milsa nakit. So I say, so how do we explain his statement? He's kind of like speaking. I know it doesn't make sense to say speaking in shorthand, but I don't know what the equivalent, the verbal equivalent of shorthand is. Alright, verbal shorthand, right? He's just saying a truncated statement. Right? So therefore, I will say, so therefore again, that's what we call sof milsa nakit. See, he's mentioning the bottom line, right? He's just mentioning the end of the process. He says, harei alai lachme toda. We understand that he really means are bringing a carbon toda in its entirety. Okay, that's interesting. Now let's analyze that statement in light of the Mishnah. Tanan, what did we learn in the Mishnah? Toda min ha-maiser. Rav say, what happens if a person says, I hereby take upon myself to go ahead and bring toda min ha-maiser, right? I'm going to bring my carbon toda from maiser sheni, and lachma min ha-chulin. I'm going to bring the loaves from chulin. So we'll say, what did the Mishnah say? What's the halakha in that case? Yavi kima shenada. We tell him, fulfill your words in accordance with what you said, right? You say you're going to bring the carbon from maiser sheni and the loaves from chulin. Do exactly what you said. But why? Va'amai. Hear the shayla. We just got finished saying what? That when a person says, harei alai lachme toda, everybody take upon myself to bring lachme toda, what is he really saying? Whole carbon. Animals and loaves. Why does he just say and loaves? Why does he just say harei alai lachme toda? Verbal shorthand. What's verbal shorthand? You just say the end of the statement. And the end of the statement captures the entirety, really? So what you're telling me now is, I could really just look at what the end of any respective statement is and see the totality of a person's intent. If that's the case, then if I say, I hereby pledge to bring my toda from Meiser and the lechem from Chulin, what should be the halacha, Rabbi? What should be the halacha? Everything should come from Chulin. Why? Let's just apply verbal shorthand. Look at the end of the statement. The end of the statement was, lechem min ha-chulin, and therefore everything should come from Chulin. Shiny hasam. The Cheva Damar told them in a Meiser, he will say, you can't really compare it. It's not fair. You can't apply verbal shorthand when what? When a person made an intent. Oh, all right. Sorry. Well, take it easy there. Calm down, everyone. Right? So the idea is you can't apply verbal shorthand. Baruch Hashem. You can't apply verbal shorthand when a person makes a complete statement. See, I will say, this is something so interesting. The halacha could read into your intentions when you're clearly speaking in verbal shorthand. But when you're explicit, there's kind of no way to navigate around an explicit statement. So a person says, harei alai lach metoda, which we know is clearly a deficient statement, we can go ahead and fill in the blanks of your das. But when you explicitly say, harei alai toda min ha-maiser, and lecha min ha-chulin, you leave nothing to the imagination. When you leave nothing to the imagination, we can only take you at your words. Shiny Yasam the Cheva Damar told him in a Meiser, Nasek Omer Hare Alai Lechem, lift our Todasto Shalponi. So this is actually amazing. Let me tell you this outside. The halacha is, I could actually make a neder, although I can never really make a neder just to bring lechem, because there's no such thing as just pledging lach metoda. What I can do is as follows. If I know my buddy Ruvain is going ahead and bringing a carbon toda, what I can do is I could take upon myself the obligation to take care of his loaves. I want to do something nice for Ruvain. I know Ruvain's bringing a toda. He just had a long sea voyage. He has to bring a carbon toda. He's going to bring the animal and say, Ruvain, I got your loaves covered. So we'll say that you are allowed to do. That you're allowed to do. The Gemara suggests about saying that at the end of the day, when you go ahead and you say, I'm going to bring my toda from my Sersheni and the lechem from Chulin, it's almost that like there are two different obligations upon me. There's the obligation vis-a-vis my Ma'aser Sheni, which will cover my Karban Toda. And for the Lechem, it's almost as if there's a separate, distinct obligation. Chazal compared that ultimately again to a case where I'm going ahead and covering the loaves of someone else. Now I'm covering the extent of the loaves of someone else. So we'll say, so there are two almost distinct obligations unfolding over here. There's the obligation of the animal, and it's going to come from my Ma'aser Sheni funds, and there's my obligation, so to speak, it's as if I'm covering the loaves, right? I'm covering the loaf obligation for this toda offering that is coming from my ma'os, my sersheni. Iyachi, if that's the case, reisha diktani toda minachulin. So let's go back for just a moment. What about the first case that said toda minachulin? We'll say, go ahead. Remember, now the problem is we're trying to find a rhythm here in these cases. So what about the first case where I said, I'm going to bring my toda from chulin, lachma minamaiser, and my lechem from my sersheni. We'll say, what was the halacha in that case? Where you say toda min achulin lach min amaiser. Remember, how did the Mishnah paskin? The Mishnah said everything comes from chulin in that case. Yavi hi v'lachma min achulin. Everything comes from chulin. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Hachinami naase keomer alai akomer hare alai toda liftar lachmo shaploni. So say, why is that? Why is that? In other words, why don't I say over here again that when I pledge the toda and the lechem from two different sources, Rabbi Osai, essentially what we should do is we should look at it as two different forms of the karbanos. The lechem's coming from one place, the toda's, right, the actual animal's coming from a different place, and it's ki'ilu, like I'm covering the loaf obligation of a friend, which is another way of saying, what you've essentially told me is that we could look at the two statements separately. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, just like if I go ahead and what, I say that the toda is from Maiser and the lechem is from Chulin. That statement stands because we look at the lechem almost as a separate, distinct obligation, almost kilu, like I'm covering the lechem obligation of my friend. That should apply in the first case as well, where I go ahead and I say that the toda is from Chulin, the lechem is from Maiser Sheni, yet the toda should come from Chulin, the lechem should come from Maiser Sheni, yet that's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says in that case, what's the halacha? The halacha is that even the lechem comes from Chulin, to which the Gemara says, I'll tell you the difference. Hachi hashta, bishlama, lechem lemiftar toda, asi toda lemiftar lechem, I'm sorry, bishlama, lechem lemiftar toda asi. Or bishlama lechem lemiftar toda. So I understand ultimately again, the lechem, Rabbi Osai, comes as an accompaniment to the toda. So the Gemara says, toda lemiftar lechem mi asya. Does ultimately the toda comes as an accompaniment to lechem? And Rabbi Osai, what the Gemara says is as follows. When essentially, so everyone will agree that although there are two pieces of the carbon toda, they're not equal. They're not equal. Or is that clearly the animal part of the sacrifice of the carbon is primary, the loaves are secondary. Therefore, if you get it right by the animal, the loaves are automatically nigrar, pulled after that. Masha inkin, if you get it wrong by the animal, the loaves are not necessarily pulled after that. So we'll say, what does this mean? So therefore, in the case where I say that the animal should come from chulin and the loaves are maiser sheni, we'll say, that doesn't get off the ground. Why not? Because the loaf obligation is triggered by the animal. And if the animal comes from chulin, then by definition, we essentially ignore the second part of your statement, and the loaves will come from chulin as well. If, however, you say that the animal should come from Maaser Sheni, so we'll say the problem in that case is what? The problem in that case is already there's a carbonic deficiency. What's the carbonic deficiency? You are satisfying your personal obligations through sacrificial funds. Now you could do it. It works, as we're going to see, but we don't like it. Because there is a deficiency, then we're going to separate out the loaf obligation from the animal obligation, and to say, let the loaves come from Chulin, even though the animal is going to come from Maaser Sheni. But when you do it right, and you designate the animal from Chulin, and you subsequently designate the loaves from Maaser Sheni, we ignore the second part of that statement, because you designated the animal correctly. Once you designate it correctly, then the loaf obligation comes from that, and even the loaves could come from Chulin. Tashma, ha'omer harei alai todu b'lo lechem. We'll also listen to this case. I hereby make the following declaration. I hereby take upon myself to bring a toda without lechem. Now both say, I'm explicitly saying this. Harei alai todu b'lo lechem. I hereby take upon myself to bring a korban toda without loaves. V'zevach b'lo nesachem. Now both say, the parallel case would be, I hereby take upon myself to bring korbanos without wine libations. So we'll say, what's the halacha? Kofen also. Ultimately, we force him. We'll say kofen means we force him to bring the toda appropriately, the toda with the loaves, and the karban, the chatas, with the nesachim. So, taima da'amar. So, we'll say, listen to this. So, the reason ultimately is because I made the statement. Aval lo amar toda lo. We'll say, listen to this. And here's what's interesting about this. The reason why we have to be kofin is because I made the explicit statement and I said, Hare alai toda belo lechem. That's why kofin also, to bring the lechem as well. But also listen to this. What it sounds like over here is, what if I never said toda? What if I just said, Hare alai lachme toda? Right? I hereby take upon myself to bring lachme toda. So I'll say, what's the halacha? It sounds like over here, that's what? Now, this would be similar to the previous case. If I didn't say toda at all, I just said, Arei alai lachme toda, but it certainly sounds like that's what? The carbon would be absolutely fine. Right? And this, by the way, this is conformance with what we said before. That halacha l'maisa, if I just said lachme toda, that triggers the entire obligation. Well, maybe not. Hu adin afagav delo amar toda. It could be Rabbi said that even if I just said lach me toda, that would also be deficient. And remember, these two cases are grouped together. The case of nesachim and the case of toda are grouped together. Therefore, Rabbi said, since I need the case of nesachim, and there is no case of nesachim below zevach, tana nami toda. Ultimately, again, I bring down the case of Toda as well. But I will say it's possible that even if I just said Hare Alai Lachmei Toda, maybe that would be deficient. Maybe that would not be enough. So Amai, but why is that so? Neder upischo imohu. But I will say, is this not a case of Neder with its Pesach within? I will say, now what does that mean? Take a look at Rashi for just a moment. Take a look at the bottom Rashi. Rashi Kisvei Yad. So take a look. It's pretty much in the middle of that paragraph there. Neder pischo imo hu im haneder pasach bicharata kevan dar besoch kedei dibor belo lechem vadei chozer ba min hatoda viodia she dein toda belo lechem. So also listen to this. So the Gemara suggests as follows: when a person says hare alai toda belo lechem, we'll say maybe what he's really saying is what? Maybe what he's really saying is, I hereby have regret that I ever made the neder at all. Maybe Hare Alai Toda below Lecha means, Hare Alai Toda, I hereby take upon myself to bring a carbon toda. So what does that mean? Toda and Lechem. When I say below Lechem, maybe below Lechem is my way of backing out of the neder. We'll say, no, you can do that. Halacha L'maisa, if you make a neder and Toch Kedei Dibor, you say, no, I take it back. You can do that. Maybe when he says below lechem, I'll say, what is he really saying? Hare alai toda? Oh, below lechem. Below lechem means, I'm out. Big mistake. I don't want to bring a carbon toda. So maybe that's his charata. Maybe ultimately, again, he's backing out of the toda. Amar chizkiyah hamani. So we'll see who's again. This is Beishamah. It reflects the view of Beishamah. What does Beishamah say? Do amri tafas lashon rishon. We'll say Beishamah is of the opinion that in general, when you have a neder composed, or any statement composed of multiple parts, what do we look at? We always look at the beginning of your statement. Here's the example of this. Harini nazir minat grogros uminat vela. Both listen to this case. If I say, I am hereby a nazir from dried figs and pressed figs. So I'll say, so, okay, right? So what do I do with that statement? Nazirus is from wine and grapes. It has nothing to do with figs. Yet the statement I made is that I am a nazir from dried figs and pressed figs. What do I do with that? Beshami umrim nazir. Beshama says, I am a nazir. Ubeisila omrim ino nazir. And Beisila says, I'm not a nazir. So Beisila understands, ultimately again, that the statement is comprised of two parts. Hareini nazir, and then I say what? From figs. What does it mean when I say from figs? I'm backtracking. Beis Shammai says, we ignore your second statement, we just look at your first statement, and you are a nazir, mazel tov. So the Gemara says, when I say, hare alai toda below lechem, Shabbosai could be that it reflects a view of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds toughest lashon rishon, look at the first statement, and I am bound by the obligation to bring a toda. What about below lechem? What happens to below lechem? We ignore it. The truth is, this could even go ahead and reflect the view of Beis Hillel. How so? Just a few more lines. But Omer, ilu ha'yisi yodeh she'nodrin kach, lo ha'yisi no'yar kach. But say the case over here is where a person says, hare alai toda below lechem. They don't have a job. They say it in. By the way, you can't make a nedra like that. He says, okay, had I known that, I would have never said below lechem. So he's making the explicit statement to Bosei that he wants to marry a carbon toda. And he is saying, had I known that you can't say below lechem, I would have never said below lechem. The Gemara says, my kofin, the kabbah. So Bosei, so if that's the case, what does the price mean when it says kofin? Remember again, the price has said, if a person says, hare alai toda below lechem, what do we say? Kofin oso. We force him to bring the toda in the lechem. But if he's saying, had I known that I shouldn't say below lechem, I would have never said below lechem. So we'll say, so what's the kofin that's necessary? To come by hadaver. We'll say, listen to this. We'll say, the case over here is, where after he goes ahead and he makes this qualification, he's now trying to get out of the nether. We say to him, sorry buddy, you can't get out of the nether, you are bound by what you said. Tashma, ha'omer ha'rei alai toda below lechem. Actually, we'll have to stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with this Tashma, Emir Hashem, tomorrow. Shkoyach.